Welcome to the 35th episode of Egg Timer Philosophy, a podcast where philosophical ideas are scrambled up in about 5 minutes. The focus of today's episode will be towards business ethics by way of Milton Friedman's ideas about corporate social responsibility. Friedman was a late 20th century American economist, and he's typically thought of as a conservative economist, and in many ways he was, but his positions were nuanced, and he argued in favor of progressive ideas, such as the negative income tax, as a promising strategy to alleviate poverty. In 1970, Friedman wrote a very short essay published in the New York Times Magazine entitled, A Friedman Doctrine, The Social Responsibility of Business is to Increase Its Profits. You can find that essay with a quick Google search. It's extremely readable, and most listeners should be able to read the entire essay in close to around 20 or 30 minutes. Friedman's 1970 essay was a response, or better put, a reaction, to the liberal political movements in the 1960s finding their way into the business community. Friedman had basically had enough with the idea that business had progressive social or moral obligations. For Friedman, the only social responsibility of business is to increase its profits in all legal ways and avoid engaging in deception or fraud. He specifically rejects any responsibility of business to address concerns of, and this is quoting him directly, providing employment, eliminating discrimination, and avoiding pollution, and whatever else may be the catchwords of the contemporary crop of reformers. But how does Friedman arrive at this position? First, he notes that business per se cannot have any obligations at all because it's merely a legal creation. Only people, for Friedman, have responsibilities. So when we say something like, business has a social responsibility to avoid pollution, what is really meant is that people, such as corporate executives who represent a business, have this responsibility. But this is a problem for Friedman, because he says that the corporate executive is effectively hired by shareholders to increase profits, not to address social problems like avoiding pollution. If the executive takes any action which reduces profits, Friedman suggests that they are committing a sort of fraud against shareholders that allow the business to exist in the first place. So, does this mean that Friedman thinks a business should never take action to address social concerns, such as providing employment, addressing discrimination, or reducing pollution? Not exactly. First, Friedman makes an important distinction between a sole proprietor and a shareholder-held corporation. Friedman has no problem at all with a sole proprietor doing whatever they wish to do with the profits of their business. It's their business and their money, so they can decide to make less money to advance social goods if they wish, or simply take profits and donate them as they wish. But that is different than a corporate business structure where the owners of the business are shareholders and the workers employed to advance the goal of shareholder value. Second, Friedman has no problem at all with a shareholder-owned corporation taking any legal measures to increase profits, including those which advance social goods. If, for instance, Walmart donates money to help alleviate hunger, and in fact, Walmart does have a fairly robust donation program like this, then it's perfectly justifiable for Friedman that they do this so long as the donation increases profits. And no doubt, it could increase profits. Perhaps more people will shop at Walmart because of the donation, and the profit from those sales could, for Friedman, justify the donation. But it would have to be justified by an increase in profits and shareholder value. A listener could hear Friedman's position and think that he simply doesn't care about major social problems. But that critique comes a bit too quickly. Friedman just thinks that the democratic political process is the right place to address social concerns. If you want business to pollute less, then make a law and enforce it against business, that they pollute less. That's what Friedman thinks should happen in a democracy. We shouldn't just tell business that exists to make profit to make less profit and advance an extra legal agenda that some in society have. That method for Friedman simply produces a fraud against shareholders and threatens a free market economy. Friedman concludes his essay with the statement, and this is him directly, that there is one and only one social responsibility of business, to use its resources and engage in activities designed to increase profit so long as it stays within the rules of the game, which is to say engages in open and free competition without deception or fraud. Ultimately, I think Friedman's position gets caught in the horns of a dilemma. On the one hand, if Friedman is saying that the business person within a corporation should only be concerned with following the dictates of legal laws, then I think if we go that direction, that's bizarre for a number of reasons. This is because there's no aspect of our life where we make our decisions by only asking if we are following the rules that some politician or leader has set in place. Why would business be some special exception to this? That isn't to say that a business person, or anyone for that matter, should not care about the law. They ought to for a lot of reasons. But to structure your participation in business merely to coincide around what some legislative body has decided is just an unreflective and unsatisfying way to live. On the other hand, if Friedman is saying that there could be values beyond law that a business person ought to care about, then it's a mystery why those values should be strictly focused towards avoiding deception or fraud. I think Friedman is right that avoiding deception and fraud is something that a business person ought to do, even if the law were to allow such things. But why stop there? If business people should avoid deception and fraud, then why not think that they should also avoid practices which exploit others in various types of ways? After all, if deceiving another in business is wrong because it harms another in an ethically unacceptable fashion, then exploitation should be off limits for that exact same reason. And once we allow for the idea that those in business ought not to exploit others, then the limiting effects of what's involved in the Friedman Doctrine turn out to be not so limiting after all. Until next time on Egg Timer Philosophy, wishing you good philosophical vibes.